Hey, it's Jeff. Thanks for downloading this podcast. And do yourself a favor, too. Hit the subscribe or follow button on your podcast app so you never miss an episode.
This is the Records and Rockstars radio podcast with Jeff Woods.
Okay, this week it's all about brothers. Bands of brothers, songs about brothers, brothers from different mothers, and brothers in arms.
Now the sun's gone to hell, and the moon's riding high. Let me bid you farewell. Every man has to die. It's written in the stars, in every line in your palm. We're fools to make war on our brothers in arms.
That epic song, the closing cut to the fifth Dire Straits album, Brothers in Arms. Out in 1985, written 3 years earlier with inspiration from England's involvement in the Falklands War. More broadly played here to commemorate the role man and woman alike have played in defending our freedoms, with America's Veterans Day and Canada's Remembrance Day, both held annually on the 11th of November, honoring military veterans and marking the anniversary of the end of World War I, ended formally at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. My own granddad shipped off to Europe to fight in that war until they realized he'd lied about his age and he got sent home for being only 15. Imagine. Good thing, too, or maybe we'd not be doing this thing together right now we call a radio show. An episode about brothers in arms. Brothers in bands, be it in cahoots or in conflict. This next one goes well back to the middle of the 60s when a guy named Chet Powers from Danbury, Connecticut, a member of the band Quicksilver Messenger Service, wrote it. Another band from New York City, led by Jesse Colin Young, covered it. Everybody knows this, right? From the Youngbloods.
Come on, people now, smile.
And about 25 years after the Youngbloods did it, leave it to Dave and Chris and Kurt Cobain to bring that sentiment back in their own special way.
Come on, people now! Smile on your brother! Everybody get together! Try to love one another right now!
Now let's funk it up, brother or sister, with Mac Rebinac. Otherwise known as Dr. John.
To all you walk, hit and breathe. Good peace and love is something everybody needs. Yes, it is. But damn, Pete, Brother Pete.
From 1973, the same album in the right place that gave us Dr. John's signature song, Right Place, Wrong Time, there's Peace, Brother, Peace. And if you dig that sound, go and get everything the New Orleans band The Meters ever did, too. Now, before anybody you probably know had ever heard of Jimi Hendrix, it was a few years before he was recording in his own name, Jimmy was a guitarist on stage and in studio for much of 1964 with the Isley Brothers, who in the early 70s were singing one for their brother.
Brother, 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 yeah, brother, brother. I know you've been laying back a long time. Oh, but keep laying a little longer.
The Isley Brothers, you know who wrote that? Carole King. capturing the mood and feel of the day in much of America that had extended to more of the same soul vibes in another brother with a different mother.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we some loving here today.
From 1971, Marvin Gaye, from the album What's Going On, that also gave us another brother song in What's Happening, Brother. Now, another brother, different mother, a so-called blue-eyed soul singer from a band of brothers from different mothers. They called themselves the Doobies. Taking It to the Streets, the first attempt at a single with their new singer, Michael McDonald. The Doobie Brothers. Michael McDonald wrote it, too. Went to number 13 in America, all the way to number 7 in Canada. What a song. An episode about your brother. So I gave you the funk, gave you the soul, then there's the funk soul brother. Songs about brothers this time. This next one found the wordsmith next to Elton John writing these words after reading a piece on a Vietnam vet who'd been wounded and wanted to get away from the attention he was getting once he was home in America. Lyricist Bernie Taupin calls it the most misinterpreted song he'd ever written, saying it's simply about him trying to be sympathetic to the people who came back from Vietnam. From Elton John to another song about a brother, or was it? If you'd asked David Bowie at the break of the 1970s what it was about, he'd have said it was a track for the American market because the Americans always like to read into things. He would also note it might have something to do with the relationship he had with his half-brother Terry, who suffered from schizophrenia. But really, this is a song with layers of ghosts, said Bowie. He would reveal where he got the name Bewley Brothers. I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Sail, swirl through the streets like the crust of the sun, the Bewley Brothers. In our wings that bark, flashing teeth of brass, standing tall in the dark. Oh, and we were gone, hanging out with your 12 men. We were so turned on by your lack of conclusions.
From the 1971 album Hunky Dory, David Bowie and Bewley Brothers. David got the Bewley name from the English smoke shop chain. Now, quick hits of other songs about brothers.
Some people say it was cocaine, some people say it was gin.
There's a bit of Brother Bill by Eric Burdon and the Animals. That's My Brother Jake by Paul Rogers' old band Before Bad Company, Free.
Bro.
Brother Wolf and Sister Moon. Your time has come, and the wind.
The Cult and Brother Wolf, Sister Moon. And
there's a red cloud hanging over us, and it's so big, and it's gonna burst. All you people with your heads in the ground, hey brother, where you bound?
Supertramp from the middle of the 80s. The album and song, Brother, Where You Bound.
He ain't heavy, he's my brother.
Now, from the Hollies, let's go to the summer of 2005 when the Bellingham, Washington band, known as Death Cab for Cutie, sang about brothers on a hotel bed.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
An episode about brothers. We started the show with Dire Straits, who featured brothers David and Mark Knopfler. And while David left the band in 1980, there are many other bands of brothers. You just couldn't imagine one without the other, or others. The Everlys come to mind with Phil and Don. So do the Bee Gees. Who'd have guessed the eldest, Barry, would be the last man standing. Then you had your bands of brothers prone to squabbling, or worse. Put a pin in that. First, a story of the old switcheroo and a tale of a band of brothers, both of whom as kids had picked up the violin. The elder of the two actually got pretty good at it, but it wasn't the kind of music either boy wanted to play, so Mr. and Mrs. Van Halen bought older brother Alex a nylon-string guitar and sent him to flamenco lessons. Younger brother Edward got resourceful and started a paper route and took the $125 he made from that and bought a drum kit. Alex, though, was learning rather slowly on the guitar. He went electric, but that didn't work out so well either. And so when little brother was out delivering papers, he got in behind the drum kit. Then Eddie also did a 180, picking up big brother's guitar. By the time he was 12, he owned a $100 electric from Sears and was ripping the guitar classic Walk, Don't Run by the Ventures. He even kept up his piano lessons. Because if he didn't, his mom locked his guitar in the closet for a week. The Van Halen Brothers Band covering the Davies Brothers Band known as the Kinks. And Van Halen, of course, loved the Kinks right off the bat with You Really Got Me. And while Ray and Dave Davies, the brothers in the Kinks, were prone off and on stage to fighting, they'd eventually reach a truce. Age and illness will do that to you. The Gallagher Brothers of Oasis, less so. The Robinson Brothers, however, in the name of making a living on the road, eventually made it work as the Black Crowes. The young brothers of AC/DC actually got along, together and with their older brother George, who produced them for so long. You may or may not recall the brothers in the band CCR. John Fogerty led the charge, but his older brother Tom was integral to their rise, if not their songwriting. Now, bad blood was something of an issue, metaphorically speaking, between this next band of brothers. Fame and drugs will do that to some people. But this story is lesser known and more dark still, you see. Long before joining his big brother Dwayne's band on keyboards, Greg Allman was faced with family tragedy. but like his big brother, was too young to understand what had happened. All they knew is Daddy isn't coming home. Dwayne was only 3 and Greg 2 when something happened to their father. The night after Christmas 1949, it all happened in what is now Norfolk, Virginia, where the Almonds briefly lived at a time, while Willis Almond, a 31-year-old second lieutenant in the Army, was stationed at Fort Story. And on this night, his wife Geraldine and their boys were visiting family for the holidays in North Carolina. Well, as the story goes, Willis Almond and another officer met a hitchhiker on the afternoon of Boxing Day at a restaurant, where the three of them played shuffleboard. Then they went to another place and had several drinks. It was after that the hitchhiker, sitting in the back seat, pulled out a pistol, directed them to get out of the car. He took their wallets, said, "Walk." So they did, into the darkness of an open field. He ordered them to lie face down. It was then that Mr. Allman is believed to have lunged for the gun, and his friend ran for a farmhouse in the distance. And as he did, he heard 2 shots ring out, shots that would leave Allman dead, and 2 would-be rock legends fatherless. When the Allman Brothers lost their dad, someone suggested to the boy's mother that she send her sons to an orphanage. She told them where to go. That band of brothers, like the Bee Gees, featured 3. There's the Beach Boys. The eldest was the musical mastermind, as you probably know, Brian. The baby was Carl. And Dennis, the middle kid, was the hellraiser of the Wilson Boys. So when Brian and Carl decided to start a band with their cousin Mike and pal Al Jardine, the last person they wanted to jam with was their irresponsible brother. But Mom stepped in and said, "You gotta let him join." And how do you say no to Mom? The boys found Dennis the perfect seat behind the drum kit. He didn't really know how to play at first, but he learned. And he gave the band some credibility, because he was the only Beach Boy that actually knew how to surf. Other bands of brothers, there's the Winter Brothers, Edgar and Big Brother Johnny, the Jackson 5, INXS, Chambers Brothers, Jimmy and Stevie Ray, the Vaughn Brothers. Devo had 2 sets of brothers. California band Sparks had a pair. The Proclaimers did too, so did Stone Temple Pilots, and Kings of Leon were another 3-brother, plus cousin affair, like the Beach Boys, only not a right-wing Trump-loving nutjob like Mike Love. We wrap an episode about Brothers in Arms with a sister who sings the same song with which we began. It's a cover of the Dire Straits epic, In the Hands of the Great Joan Baez.
Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I have witnessed your suffering as the battle raged high, and though it hurt me so bad, in the fear and alarm,
wrapping an episode themed Brothers in Arms, there's Joan Baez in her version of the Dire Straits classic. With thanks this time to Records and Rockstars series producer Rob Johnston, especially you for listening. Till next time.
The Records and Rockstars radio podcast is available every Thursday. Be sure to subscribe for free through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your streaming audio, so you never miss an episode. Rate and review to help us spread the word. All this and more at JeffWoodsRadio.com.
I'm Matt Kundle, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at ivisonvoice.com/podcast.